we'd like to welcome you to the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align. I'm your host, Amber, and I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and love? If so, join us on this journey to become heart leaders who change the world. Each episode brings heart-centered connection, building stronger relationships, communities, and businesses. Let's take a deeper dive into what it means to be heart leaders. The Heart Leader Podcast starts now. Hi, and welcome to the Heart Leader Podcast. I am your host, Amber, and I am here with co-host Austin. Austin will be joining us on this wonderful journey every month at the start of the month. And we decided to kick it off here in November because November is such a wonderful time to talk about gratitude. And what better way to introduce heart leaders than through gratitude? So let me ask you, Austin,
yes.
What do you feel a heart leader is? So that we can introduce people to the whole concept of heart leader.
Absolutely. Well, over the years, the term thought leader has really grown, and people have become thought leaders of their industry, or thought leaders of their organization, or even thought leaders of their community. And that's incredible. It really focuses on the intellect, mm-hmm. and it's great that we're thinking that way, right? But what's thought when it's added with heart? What's thought when it's added with compassion? And that's what we wanted to kind of bring forward this term as a next step in the evolution of this, not just as humanity as a whole, but actually for the individual, so that it's a combination of connecting heart with mind. In that way, our intellect and our compassion work together for a greater impact, both individually and on a community or global scale.
I love that because we do talk a lot about the individual, right? Yes. Because when we talk about leader, we don't mean that you have to be a CEO of an organization.
Yes.
Although that's phenomenal. And, you know, to see heart leaders step out in that role is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we all lead in some capacity. Maybe it's just leading our own lives, but we're all leading somehow.
Yes.
And there's always somebody looking toward us as the example,
mm-hmm.
whether that's our kids or a neighbor or a friend, there's always somebody. So we're always leading by example somehow in our lives. How do you feel that plays into being a heart leader?
It's a great point. First, recognizing, as you said, that leadership isn't just of an entire organization. Leadership could be even just bringing more conscious awareness into how we lead ourselves. Because oftentimes we're doing things like, you know, our normal routines, brushing our teeth, you know, going through the day, and we're just kind of doing it. We're not really feeling it or experiencing it to the fullest extent. So first off, just being able to bring more awareness to that, have more consciousness to it. That to me is bringing the heart into what we're doing. And so when we can start to lead ourselves like that, then naturally leading others becomes a byproduct because we're not really thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
You don't think heart, you feel heart.
Exactly.
So the natural next step would be people might see what we're doing and be like, oh yeah, I want to approach life like that. And so it creates that ripple effect. It could be your best friends. It could be your family members kind of immediately. It could be your coworkers who might see it. And that kind of starts to trickle and trickle and trickle. And before you know it, you might even be a leader of the community without even having a dedicated position as such. Just because you took that step and put more heart with your thought to take it to the next level, which in return inspired others.
And you've
done that. So you mm-hmm. have firsthand experience, which is part of why having you on here every mm-hmm. month, you helped found Suivera. Like, you're a co-founder of this organization, mm-hmm. but that's not where you started. Yeah. And mm-hmm. if we would have looked back even 10 years ago, mm-hmm. your life was on a very different trajectory. Yeah. So are you willing to be vulnerable and share with individuals? Because as you said, part of being a heart leader is being willing to step out and lead with heart as mm-hmm. well as mind. And sometimes that can place you in a very vulnerable place. Mm-hmm. And not everyone is going to understand the choices that you make from that vulnerable place, which can then create a little bit of conflict within self, potentially.
Absolutely.
So part of what we would like to do is offer tools and techniques from firsthand experience of those who have navigated this journey. So are you willing to offer some of those?
Absolutely. I mean, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm grateful to be the co-founder of Suivera with you. You were able to be that individual to show me what is possible through love. For most of my life, I thought love was just something that Hallmark banked on and in a bunch of movies created scripts around. I didn't realize the true depth of love. I understood it on a familial basis in the power that it could be, because I'm very close to my family, as you know, and they're incredible individuals, and I'm grateful to have that family. But I didn't realize how love was misunderstood. Again, we got so caught up in here that when we attempt to think love or think how to do love or how to act love, then we're missing, we're limiting our ability to connect through love, because we're attempting to go from here down, you know, and we're kind of skipping this part. And so when we can start to bring more awareness into our heart center and let love lead, as you say, then we're allowing the heart to kind of flow up to the brain, and then the brain to flow through the body, and then the body to flow out into the world. And so our actions become more aligned in that understanding. And so, yes, I'm happy to be vulnerable, because through this process, I've definitely recognized how love is the strongest energy of this universe. And for so long, you know, as a man, you know, being taught that, you know, men don't cry, you know, or men don't show vulnerability.
Why is that?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I do, I understand it kind of, but at the same time, I don't, right? Because from an ego standpoint, it makes sense. But from a heart standpoint, it doesn't. Because when we are so disconnected from ourselves, when we're focused solely on ego uh-huh. and protecting that identity, then yeah, it makes sense, because it's almost like a protection mechanism.
Okay.
But from when you start to shift away from the ego and balance out the ego, not get it out completely, because we need to know our identity, right?
Right.
But when we balance that ego and we connect more with our heart and we become more of our authentic selves, then that becomes illogical, because we start connecting with the love within, and we recognize that when we choose to be vulnerable, we are accessing the most, truly the strongest and most transformational energy in this universe, and that is love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've had these discussions before that the reason why we're able to connect at that deeper level of love is because, unlike any of these other energies that are out there, you know, guilt, shame, even happiness or joy, you know, these are great. Some are necessary. We need to go through them to grow. Some are incredible energies that we can really connect and enjoy. But love is different. Love is more than just an energy. It's a consciousness. And so when we experience love as a consciousness, we are actually able to create that heart-to-heart connection. And from that process, it becomes a two-way experience, where grief may be just something I might be feeling, or fear might be something I'm feeling, and it could be short-term, it could be long-term, but it's a one-way street. Mm-hmm. But love is a two-way street, even within self. because it's that consciousness, it allows us to connect at that deeper level. And we no longer become limited to one way. It's that two-way street that creates that limitless opportunity, that limitless expression, that limitless understanding, because we are accessing ourselves at the highest level of who we are by being love.
I agree 100%. But that brings us back to another point that you made, mm-hmm. which is that love is a feeling. Mm-hmm. You don't think love.
Yeah.
But love thinks, because love mm-hmm. is a consciousness. And there are some amazing organizations that are reflecting this, that there are neurons in the heart, that you actually do have thoughts and memories that are stored in the heart.
Yeah.
So as heart leaders and in this program that we're developing and has been developed up till now and will continue to unfold, part of this is recognizing that there is thought around love and in the heart center. Mm-hmm. Now, you can't think love because it is a feeling, but it does think, mm-hmm. which is kind of an interesting nuance. What would you have to say about that?
It is an interesting nuance. I'm not quite the scientist that you are, but I will do my best to describe a little bit about what it at least means to me from my perspective.
Okay.
I feel like the first way to understand it for me when that came across was to recognize that kind of that saying where fear can't exist without love, but love can exist without fear. And that's kind of like the thinking and the heart, where our hearts can do the thinking for us, because we start to recognize how to utilize the body and mind as tools for the soul. And for me, because love is also a full spectrum, it is the base, it is the very foundation of everything. And so when we're thinking up here, we're just getting small aspects all along the way, from fear to neutrality, all the way to unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're here, we're not just connected to the aspect, we're actually connected to the foundation. And the foundation of that love is what enables us to recognize that those experiences aren't our identities. It's not like I am afraid. It's I feel afraid, because I am creates an identity around it, which then makes we want to then pops you away from here up into here, and that's what you start to think.
Yes.
And you become that.
Yes.
And so when we shift away from that, we start to recognize that we are love. I am love. And I feel fear. I feel happiness. I feel courage. I feel shame. Then it starts to recognize that our humanity and the experience of being a human is that an experience.
Huh?
You know, we can't know ourselves as compassion until we experience compassion. We can't know ourselves as patient until we experience patience.
So it's a way to, as we talk about, it's a way to add to our toolbox of mm-hmm. understanding or our conscious expansion,
mm-hmm.
because each experience brings with it tools and insights, but it doesn't define who we are.
Mm-hmm.
It just adds to the awareness and understanding of who we are.
Yeah, very well said.
Right.
Absolutely.
And so that kind of comes back to the program that is the Heart Leader program,
mm-hmm.
and why we're creating this podcast,
yeah.
which is to bring forward these tools that can help individuals no matter where they are
mm-hmm.
in the leadership spectrum, whether that's the leader within themselves and leading a life that they desire,
wow.
or leading within the family or in the community or within an organization, wherever it is, having the tools and the language and the necessary things to help lead with both love and whatever level of thought that is necessary in that given space. And so we call it building out that toolbox so that you have every tool. Because if all you have is intellect, then it's like just that saying, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Well, if all you have is intellect, then the only tool that you have to get out of it is to constantly attempt to think your way out of it. But if you're with somebody who is emotional in that moment, rationalizing with them is not going to help them. Mm-hmm. It's not going to serve them. Let me tell you, when I had my teenage son mm-hmm. and he was going through some emotional times, me giving him intellect was not going to help him understand why his heart was broken. Mm-hmm. So as a mother leading my son through some of these emotional changes in his life, I needed to know how to lead with heart, with compassion, how to be vulnerable with him and share that I did understand, have empathy. And these are things that no matter where you are in leadership are important, because people are the same. They all desire to be seen,
yeah,
to be understood, to know that you care. And if we don't take that time, and that's why gratitude is equally important, as we're talking about this right now in the month of November, a little bit of gratitude can go a long way. Mm-hmm. Appreciating someone who's done something kind for you. Mm-hmm. Appreciating yourself for taking time to do self-care. Mm-hmm. Or really expand and understand something different, right?
Yeah.
So what would you say, love and gratitude, what role do they play in being a heart leader?
I feel like that connects with your earlier question about being vulnerable.
Okay.
Because in many ways, being grateful does enact a sense of vulnerability, because it takes you to actually step back and be more aware. I'm going to kind of sidestep for a moment to what I feel was a great analogy that you helped me with, and that was the difference between knowledge and awareness.
Okay.
And as a painter, you can have all the knowledge on how to paint, what to paint, what to utilize, and all of that. But if you don't have the awareness of what to paint, then all that knowledge really can only get you so far. It's the awareness of what to paint that you can grasp, take all that knowledge, and then create that masterpiece, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the reason I wanted to share that was, one, to kind of talk about, to me, why thinking versus thinking here is, to me, this is the knowledge versus awareness. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference in that thinking. And so when we, just like anything, when we bring more intention into what we do, then we get a much more quality result. And so gratitude is that aspect that allows us to tap in and think with our heart, bringing awareness into our lives and all that we have. That's kind of that thinking, that love, that vulnerability to recognize within ourselves that, I am grateful. That's not I think I am, or I think, to me, when I say I am grateful, that's a connection to I am love.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps me take that step back away from ego. It helps me take a step back away from any wants or any lacks. And it pulls me in to what it means to be love. And when I feel gratitude, again, I don't think gratitude. I feel gratitude, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, that's why it's in that heart center. And it is such a key aspect to being a heart leader, because when you lead from this place of gratitude, then you are always abundant. You always have everything you need.
And do you feel that it's possible that sometimes, they call it fake it till you make it, right?
Yeah.
I know in my own journey,
mm-hmm.
I went very logical for a while in my life. I mean, to the point where every day, all day was consumed in thought. I still had a lot of love and a lot of feeling in that. I was just denying who I was for the sake of logic and to fit in and really be part of the society that I had surrounded myself with.
Yeah.
But in order to get back to who I am, which is love, I did have to go through a period of what I would call fake it till I make it. And that is just honing those skills that I once had. So I had to think gratitude in a way, because I had to force myself at the end of every day, whether I desired to or not, to record in a gratitude journal. So that I could bring my awareness to what I was grateful for and remind myself, because thoughts made me feel stressed. They made me feel more as though my life was dominating me instead of me appreciating and going with the flow of my life. So I need to reprogram my brain. And that negative brain bias that we can tend to have, to the point where I could even access my heart again because I had shut it off so much. And once I did that, once I thought gratitude for a little while, and only because I needed to force myself to really record in that journal every day. And suddenly, like, I didn't even need the journal over time because I could access and see I appreciated the people in my life. I saw all of the abundance that I had in my life. There was never a lack for anything because everything I needed in the present moment was always there. If I looked ahead or I looked behind, of course I could get really upset or disappointed, but in the present moment, everything I needed was there. So gratitude opened that gateway for me, but it did take a little bit of conscious thought and focus to get there. Any thoughts about that? Any feelings about that?
I appreciate you sharing that. I mean, I can really connect with that. As you know, I mean, when we met each other, I was in a very, very different space. And I met you literally right on the upswing of my, well, in a lot of ways, it was kind of the downswing, but, you know, it was kind of my low point, if you will. And as someone who, on paper, at 25 years old, had anything and everything you could ever want, and I still was feeling unhappy, you know, that to me was, there's something was off. And I truly was so disconnected. You know, I desired to be a kind person. I desired to be caring and loving. But because I was thinking about what to do that, I was just inherently limiting myself. And I'd gotten so much to a point where I had completely lost who I was because I wanted to be someone different to every person. Not from a malice perspective or anything like that. It's not like I wanted to be shady or, you know, anything like that. I didn't know Betty. I didn't know any better. I thought by being the person that that person wanted me to be, I was being the best version of myself for them. But again, I was thinking. It was, you know, to a degree calculated, for sure. But I thought it was calculated from a good place. But I didn't realize that how much I was hurting myself through that process. And it made no wonder I was so unhappy, because I was disconnected and everything was outside to in, and I was letting all of that create my identity. And it's like, you know, building a foundation out of sand, and all it took was one wave to wipe it all away. And that wave was that timing in my life. And so from there, I guess I could only go up. And meeting you, seeing what a true reflection of love could be, watching that in action, being in observance of that, and feeling that in the very essence of my soul created that spark. And that spark reminded me of the love that I can have for myself. It doesn't have to be selfish. It doesn't have to be anything other than pure. And gratitude was the incredible tool to get me there as well. I had so much. So why am I spending so much time focusing what I didn't have, which comparatively was far less than what I did? So, as you said, bringing more attention and flipping that. Flipping on the 99.9% of everything that I had, which was all the basics and an abundance of so much. Abundance of incredible people in my life. And honestly, an abundance of love within myself that I hadn't even tapped into yet, because I viewed love as an experience of someone else through me.
Mm-hmm. And that is so key. I know on your journey, one of the very first things we did was talk about self-love and the need, the inherent need to know who we are authentically in order to show up authentically. Mm-hmm. Because as you described, if you're showing up as a different person for each and every occasion, then who are you when nobody else is around? Suddenly, you lose sight of that. And when I first met you, that was part of where you were, was you had had something occur and you had lost sight because all of the outside had kind of gone away, because you had had something occur in life where the outside just had to go away so that you could focus on you. And we will have these times in our lives, but we talk about, as heart leaders, in order to be that inspiration, you don't have to do anything except know who you are authentically and radiate that authenticity and that love from your heart center. And then that can start the ripple effect. So by me being my authentic self, because I had taken the journey prior to you and I had come to know who I was and love myself, all of myself, even the parts that I feel are flawed, because some of the most beautiful things in our world have like flaws, and that's what makes them beautiful. You don't want them to be perfect.
Yes.
And so I fell in love with who I was as a person because I got to know myself. Mm-hmm. And then I could assist you in that same journey so that you could get to know yourself. And whether I was there or not there, it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. You knew who you were when you were completely by yourself. Mm-hmm. What you stood for, and it was consistent, person to person to person, situation to situation to situation. When Austin Yule shows up, this is who Austin Yule is. Mm-hmm. And that, and I've witnessed it, has inspired your family, your friends, and it's not because you're out talking about it and saying, be this way. It's because you're living it. You're showing it. And that's a heart leader in its own right. Mm. You are changing your world one person at a time by being you. And if we all did that, if each one of us showed up as our authentic self from the heart, really being there for each other, imagine how fast this world could change.
So true. Thank you, my love, for those beautiful words. As we always say, love sees love. And I really appreciate that. And you're so right. Transformation can happen. And it happens from the inside out. And that's how we make that shift. Yes. And it's so much of it at first for me was, I felt like my whole world was falling apart in many ways, because I felt like I was falling apart. And the reality was, is that it was all falling together because I was chipping away at who I'm not to fully embrace and become who I am. I got out of that do because I'm not a human doing. Mm-hmm. I'm a human being. And by being love, then I'm connecting at every level, body, mind, emotion, and spirit, to my experience here, to be love.
Yeah, and it can be a little overwhelming at first. As you mm-hmm. mentioned, it felt like everything was falling apart to fall into place. Mm-hmm. And when we hit those stages, that's when love comes into play. Mm-hmm. Because we always say love and fear cannot exist simultaneously. And so when it becomes overwhelming and fearful, what tools do we have to help us return to love? And gratitude is definitely one of those tools. Because the moment we start to feel overwhelmed and like, oh my gosh, everything is falling apart. I don't know who I am. I don't know where I stand or what I believe. Okay, fine. That's okay. It means that you've gotten rid of everything that you know you didn't believe in so that you can figure out what you do believe in. So to help you understand what you believe in, what are you grateful for? I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for where I live. Whatever you find that you're drawn to and that you have so much gratitude for that you just can't handle it, those are things that point to what are your morals, your ethics, your values, mm-hmm. and the things that we talk about, creating our guiding principles and our personal boundaries, mm-hmm. right? So if we know what we're grateful for, then we know what we desire to put out into the world. Because mm-hmm. if we're grateful for it, then sharing it would also be a great way to experience more of it. Like, I'm grateful for the kindness that others show to me. Okay, well then, if I'm kind to others, then I'm creating a reciprocal process, right?
Definitely.
And that, again, gets back to being a heart leader.
Yeah.
Because you're showing people that really kindness is as much for me as it is for you, but it creates this amazing cyclical effect that can just uplift everyone. And so in this podcast,
yeah.
Why this format? As we're sitting here talking through and we're sharing our own stories, why there are so many ways we could be doing this. Mm-hmm. So many ways, and we've done many of them that anybody can go visit on suivera.org.
Mm-hmm.
But why this format now? Mm-hmm. Why have we chosen this?
Podcasting is a unique format in that we can actually have in-depth discussions. We can, you know, the way that television and audio in a lot of ways over the last few years, probably especially within the last, let's call it 15 to 20 years, has really been short snippets, attempting to tackle really big ideas or big thoughts or big feelings or big understandings and do it in 3 to 7 minutes or something like that. You know, especially on the news or TV or something like that, it's, you know, you have a couple people all talking and it just becomes so much, almost overwhelming. There's no way you can really get down to the depths of something in just a couple minutes. And so, yes, we've utilized these other processes like short approaches, anywhere between 1 minute to, I don't know, 10 minutes. And that's helped us really grow. And I'm grateful. I mean, us being in 80 countries and over 1 million people part of Suivera, that's incredible. And I'm so grateful for every single heart who's chosen this. And so it's now our responsibility to, now that we've opened the door, to take that next step and really dive in And this is a great way to do that, for us to have a casual conversation about what all these things mean, to really discuss the key attributes of what it means to be a heart leader. And these are all things that people know and do probably on a regular basis. But again, as we bring more intention and understanding and purpose and really bring depth into them, then that's where inspiration comes. And as a community, we begin to inspire each other.
Yes. And I feel like that's the key is, yeah, there may be some things that each of us know, mm-hmm. but collectively there are a lot of tools mm-hmm. and techniques and perspectives and experiences that we don't all know. And so this format, being able to bring in multiple individuals who have leveraged what we call the key attributes of being a heart leader, mm-hmm. the vulnerability, compassion, gratitude, self-love, acknowledge. There are just so many different formats of attributes that a heart leader brings forward, and they've utilized them to build major organizations or to make global impacts or to change the dynamic within their family or within themselves. Mm-hmm. And since we're all at different points in our life, to be able to bring in various people who have walked that path and can share that insight and do it in a long format where we can really dive in and share with each other, this worked well for me, but this didn't work well for me, and here's why. And then if it sounds like something that resonates with you, great, take it, make it your own. Because what fit for me may not fit for you letter for letter, but if you adapt it and make it your own tool for your toolbox, then it may be something that takes you to the next step or to the next level in your journey. And so it really has been a wonderful, as we've sat and we've brainstormed and heartstormed,
yes.
how this is going to come together. Mm-hmm. To me, that's the really exciting part, is to really share perspectives and journeys that you might not hear otherwise, across all of those countries and all of those different individuals spread out across the globe. So,
absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about structure and format, yeah. what individuals can anticipate as we continue to roll this out. What is the structure for our podcast and why? Again, let's keep going to why. Why there's a purpose. There's a heartfelt purpose behind why we've created this the way we have. So walk us through what the structure is going to look like and why.
Absolutely. So the key attributes to being a heart leader is, pun intended, going to be the key to how we approach everything. And like, for example, this month being all about gratitude, which, you know, in the U.S. makes a ton of sense because you have Thanksgiving this month. A lot of people are focused on family. But the reason why we wanted to start off this way is because, one, gratitude, as we talked about, is such incredible energy that we can connect with and help us become more heart-centered. And with each month going forward, we will highlight a different key attribute. And through that process, you and I will have discussions about what that's meant to us, how it's impacted our lives. And then we'll also provide some tools. Like, for example, in this month, we'll share our gratitude journal that can be a free download that anyone can utilize. And it's one that you and I have both used. It's really helped us. And it just could be a great tool to get kind of in that feeling of gratitude, to watch one transform over time. So, and every month we'll have some sort of download to be able to connect to that attribute.
Perfect.
And then we'll also have a few guests every month. That will be you interviewing these guests. Some are entrepreneurs, some are athletes, some are community leaders, and some are individuals who have just been simply inspiring to us. And because we definitely believe that no one above another, just experience. Mm-hmm. So if we can share that experience at different levels and different perspectives, that can create that depth that we were talking about. But also, for many, it might create the verbiage to describe things that maybe they're feeling and thinking but don't know how to fully communicate yet. And so maybe through those discussions, they can gain insights and be able to effectively communicate what they already know in their hearts, but now be able to actually share it on that different level to be both inspired themselves and therefore inspiring to others.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
As we prepare to wrap up here, are there any other bits of information that you feel would be helpful for somebody who's going to start tuning in to really know about this podcast, and or anything you would like to share just from your heart about this endeavor or about Suivera as a whole?
Yeah. Our mission at Suivera is to create a global movement of love. And that movement, every act of love counts. So that could be as simple as holding the door open for someone, or you know, if you're having a rough day and you know it's already a struggle, and someone comes to you and says, hey, you know, sharing their problems, taking that step back to just listen and hold space, or even if it's as simple as letting someone in the lane, you know, if they just cut you off instead of
getting angry
or something, it could be just to let it be. Like maybe they needed that in that moment, and that's okay. It's not going to affect you in the long run. So those little things, they add up over time and they count. And as you beautifully said, and how we started our movement with a simple quote that you shared, which is, we can and do change the world with every loving act. And that act could be towards someone else, but also could be towards ourselves. Just taking that moment through, for example, gratitude, to show love to ourselves, to show love to our families, because you don't have to be celebrating Thanksgiving like we are in the US here to be grateful for the people in your lives. That's really the energy around this month. That's really the focus point for this month. So when we do share these key attributes, it's more than just what's going on in maybe the culture that we share as a organization that represents and accepts and connects with all cultures, all belief systems, all practices. It's our opportunity to learn from each other. With that said, for any listeners, I really feel like go at your own pace. We are going to provide highly in-depth, long-form conversation that could be upwards of an hour. If that's too much, we're also going to have little clips of what we talk about. So go at your pace. This is not a race. Love is love. Yes. We don't have to race to love. We don't have to do love. Love is about being it. And so go at the pace that you're feeling. So whether it's our short clips, we might have some longer, just brief clips at, you know, on our YouTube channel or something like that. Or if you do feel inspired to want to hang on for the entire hour, whether that's video or audio, riding in your car, something like that, you know, go at your pace. And if you feel called to utilize our tools, please, please do. You know, as a nonprofit, our opportunity is to gift these. And we love doing this because this is what's worked for us. And it's helped a lot of our clients and our students and thousands of people around the world. And so if that really does align, you know, feel free to use it and feel free to share, because there are other people who are exactly in the space that you are that may need that guidance and may look up to you even though you don't even realize it.
Beautiful. And in order to get to some of our free resources,
yes,
individuals could go to www.suivera.org. And it's an O-R-G.
Yes.
And we have a free resources tab that is on there. You can find a bunch of information. So definitely a place to explore. We have multiple levels of content. Mm-hmm. Anything else you would add to that?
Yeah. With the key attribute of every month being a highlight and us having a free tool for that, in the description of every video, we will have a download link. And so that way people can access those tools that we provide every month. And as we grow, that will just be a way to grow your toolbox. And so we can actually build that together as a family, as a community, and connect in those tools. So even 3 months from now, if you're still doing the gratitude journal, feel free to share. Let us know how it goes. Or if that really helped you understand a tool, you know, 3 months from now that's new at that point, and be like, wow, because I understood, because I had that experience, this is helping me take this tool to the next level. We love to hear all of that stuff.
Yes. And speaking of gratitude, yes, we do want to take a moment to give our sincere gratitude to the Transformation Network and Transformation Talk Radio. They have been an amazing ally throughout this journey and will continue to be. They are helping us bring this forward and make it possible. So heartfelt love and gratitude to all of you at the Transformation Network. We sincerely appreciate you. And we would also like to extend our sincere appreciation and gratitude to Stephen Douglas. They are the donors that have brought forward this podcast and a few others in the future. So we are so grateful for donors like you who make our endeavors possible.
Definitely. And for all of those who have donated to Suivera since we started a little over a year ago, thank you so much. It's because of you that we're able to do this right now. And be able to connect in this experience and be able to grow in our incredible movement of love with over 1 million strong. So thank you so much. Thank you for all of those who are choosing to be heart leaders every single day.
Until next time, I am Amber and this is Austin. And we look forward to seeing you in our Suivera community.
You've been listening to the Heart Leader Podcast with your host, Amber, where heart and mind align. Tune in weekly on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we take a deeper dive into what it means to be a heart leader. Ready to take the next step? Join us and over 1 million people worldwide who've united in creating this global movement of love. Become a heart leader for today and tomorrow. Learn more and connect with us at suivera.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.